All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
We just finished Wednesday's show. We're still in the studio talking. We have a nice little setup here. We have cameras for the first time. We can all see everybody, which is pretty nice. Here are the top three songs in country music this week. At number three, Jordan Davis, Slow Dance in a Parking Lot.
And throw it in park and just slow dance.
Brett Young, Catch, at number two.
I thought that I catch a buzz, catch a game, catch up with the boys, the same old thing.
And the number one song, Luke Bryan, What She Wants Tonight.
She wants my hands on her body, she wants to burn like she's made of fire.
Number one pop song is still Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. Wow.
Don't show up.
Jam, though.
Don't come out.
Come on.
Don't start caring about me now.
Yeah. Jam. Wow, for a long time. The number one rock song is Green Day, Oh Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Good for those guys. They're older and still rocking it. I mean, they're like the Rascal Flatts of punk. Just still number ones. Holy crap, look at those guys. So that's what's happening in music. Amy, I was watching your Instagram story day and a half ago. I forgot to bring this up to you. And you were doing drills with your daughter as her track coach now?
Yes.
You just have no clue, do you?
No, the track coach sends an email, so I get a workout. But some of the ways they describe stuff, I don't understand exactly what the drill is.
I mean that so in a nice way, though, but you don't really understand some of the drills, huh?
Correct. But we're trying. That's just what we got to do. We just got to try, do our best, and show up for our kids. And I just love that she's pumped to still practice track. I feel, and man, she's fast. Like, I would take off with her, and she would want me to do some of the drills with her. And
can she outrun you?
Smoke me. Oh, for sure. Smokes me.
Can she outrun me?
I don't know.
That's a gambling event.
We need gambling, so let's
do
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
she likes to run barefoot, though, even if it's the pavement. I made her wear shoes the other day because I didn't know if there was nails and stuff. But if she's where I know it's clear and there's no construction happening, then I let her take her shoes off and go.
Raymundo, like, what would you handicap that at? Me versus Stashira, Amy's daughter.
Yeah, she would probably get a slight lead, and it'd be a beautiful race, and I guarantee it'd come down to the wire.
But what would the odds be on that, you think?
Oh, it'd be dead even. We would just give her a slight lead. They're not going to both start at the same time.
No.
She's going to get...
No. He's saying
I'm
odds,
saying we
right.
start even. Am I, like, minus 100?
Oh, got you. No. You're probably minus 200, so you'd have to put double the money on you.
Right.
And then... So she'd be a huge underdog.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, absolutely. It's a kid, coach.
Yeah, but she's super fast.
I get it. But, I mean, those are adult legs versus kid legs.
What about... Because Caitlin says that she can outrun me and that she's beat many dudes before foot race. And Eddie can tell you she's an athlete. Like, she bossed Eddie around the basketball court.
Yeah. I can vouch for that. She's legit.
But I guess. So some of the TikToks and stuff, she does look very quick, but still, just because you're a guy, she's a girl, I would still put you at about minus 150. So you're still going to be a decent favorite against Caitlin.
Bot already went down. It was 200.
No, it was 200 against Tashira.
Oh, it's Tashira got a kid.
Yeah. Amy's a track coach. Your husband's back. Is he teaching her how to do sports?
Yeah, we'll probably alternate, but just the way the timing worked out, he took over a thing with Stevenson. I think it's probably math. That's when I bow out, and he does the math, and then I took Stashira out to do track. And then shout out to you getting me the Peloton. Not only is that just awesome, the treadmill that we've had, you got me like Christmas before last. It's great for me, but now if it's ever raining, we can still continue track practice with Stashira because she gets on the treadmill too, and she loves it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is Morgan still on?
No, I can grab her though.
Is she listening on the feed right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, grab her real quick because we'll do a food world before we get out of here. What else we got to do? Well, I mean, I guess you guys have stuff. Eddie, are you really teaching your kids?
I am, and
because you're like not as disheveled as I am.
Yeah, Eddie's like, man, it's great. I love being a teacher. And then I call him and he's asleep at noon. He goes home and goes right to bed.
Look. My wife has taken grabbed the bull by the horns on this teaching thing, but I still have my music classes, my Spanish classes, and PE. And it started off where I was doing exercises with them. Now I'm just the coach that kind of just sits there and blows the whistle. Because I'm not just doing everything that they're doing anyway. But like Amy said, their PE coaches send exercises, so we don't have to be creative anymore. It's like 30 burpees, boom, and you got 30 seconds of push-ups, 30 seconds of sit-ups, stuff like that.
What if they don't do it? Do they get in trouble at home?
Yeah, you have to send a video to them and like send it to the coach. And
you know they ain't watching that. They're just getting the video and trashing it.
Right, yeah. For sure.
What are you going to say, Amy?
I think I was going to say, too, I know that other parents are struggling, but maybe where the difference is with Eddie is my kids are not, they're already at a disadvantage academically because English is their second language. So maybe that's why I'm more frustrated or having a more difficult time. I don't know. I'm not trying to make excuses. Maybe Eddie is doing the same amount of work as me. I don't know. It's just that my kids struggle more.
You know what I don't understand is that we're the parents, and then they respect the teachers more than they respect the parents. And because we keep asking them, like, do you talk to your teachers this way? Because they should slap you.
Oh, wow.
If you do.
Do
you
they?
Know what I mean? Like, no, they don't. But I'm just like, I wonder if they're just different at school. Like, they're like, this teacher tells them to do something, they just do it. But at home, we tell them to do something, they're like, eh, whatever. Like yesterday, they were doing a bunch of fart jokes during assignments. I'm like, that's enough. Like,
I don't even want to tell you what Stevenson did to me in the middle of class. Do you want me to tell you? It's disgusting.
Go ahead.
And I made him go take a shower. Like,
what?
Because right he said after, this? In the middle of class. No, I can't even, I don't even know if I can say it. It might be against FCC.
Well, we're on podcast.
Oh, okay.
Let it rip, Amy.
So we're sitting there and he gets distracted. I'm trying to get him to read the story about the Grand Canyon and then to report it back to me. And all of a sudden he puts his hand down his pants and starts itching his butt.
Oh my gosh.
But I guess he really like put his fingers in his butt.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I didn't know that he did that. To me, he acted like he was scratching his back. And then he came in the middle of my lesson.
I don't know if I can take this.
Okay, see, I told you. I shouldn't say it, but this is what we're dealing with.
Yeah. That's definitely different than what I'm dealing with, Amy. I got that.
And he's...
All right, on that note...
Here, yeah. I mean, it wasn't, like, horrible, but once I realized what he had done, we stopped class, and he had to go take a full shower and come back to class.
Yeah. All right, is Morgan on?
Too much.
Yeah, I'm on.
Nothing like a food world right after that segment. Raimundo, hit me up with that food world imaging.
It's time for Food World, Num Num Num, with Morgan number two.
So Mountain Dew flavored Doritos are now a thing that exists. They are only in Australia right now, but some people have said they taste like citrus lime detergent. Mm.
Nothing says Arkansas in the 90s like Mountain Dew flavored Doritos.
Wow.
That's what I had every day. Mountain Dew and Doritos. And that was a healthy day. That's when I was really watching my watching my diet. Wow. And we can't get them in America yet, huh?
No, and it all depends, obviously, how they do in other countries. This is what tends to happen with companies when they do this. So if people think they taste like detergent, there's a chance they may never make it to America.
Will we ever, Mike, be able to play back Morgan's Food World where she brought the chips in? Or is that since Corona happened, we can never play that segment?
Probably not.
Do you want to just play it now?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. This was the unheard food world when Morgan brought up a bunch of chips that she had talked about on the show.
Yeah.
So we're going to play that, and then we'll get into today's show. We were just sitting on this because we recorded it after the show one day to play back because she had this bag of chips that she had talked about in Food World. And then Corona happened, and we were not all reaching in bags. And So here is the lost tapes of Morgan number two's Food World that never made it. And then after this, we'll get into today's show. All right. Thank you, guys.
It's time for Food World, Num Num Num, with Morgan number two.
Last week, Morgan number two told us about some chips. What are they called?
They're Tostitos, and they're spicy queso flavored.
The chips are queso flavored, and she brought them in today. It was show and
tell.
All right. Now, Morgan number two, if you'll bring the bag over to me, because I want to make sure my Corona hands, if they go in first.
Get them first?
Of course.
I love when Food World becomes, like, actual taste testing.
Why don't we...
again, pour them into my hands. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we don't want to stick our hands in the bag. Again, just a tip for all our listeners, with Corona happening, give me more.
This is what I'm trying to teach my grubby kids. They put their hands in everything.
That's good. All right, now we'll now taste a queso-flavored chip.
That's it. Thank you.
How's that taste?
Great.
Really?
I'm not playing. Let me try one.
My turn?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Oh, I don't even need to wait that long. It's amazing.
It's great.
Wow. It really is like I dipped it in queso, but I didn't. What just happened? Eddie, it's seriously like you dipped it in queso.
I don't know. The way you guys are saying queso, I don't know if I want to try these.
Go for it.
Me too.
Mmm.
Guys, you know I love queso. And that tastes like chips and queso right there. That's right. Delicious.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, when she brought this up, I was skeptical. But it's got a little kick to it. It's a little spicy. I like it. It's really good.
This is not a commercial, by the way.
No. But what's crazy is how they literally, my brain thinks I dipped a normal tortilla chip.
Well, that's weirder to your brain. In queso. Mine doesn't.
It doesn't? No, it has the flavors. Like, all the flavors that I want from queso are in here in this chip.
It's a good food world. Can you bring more things in?
Yeah, we'll start turning Food World into taste testing.
Yeah, we need
food
to
world.
Try everything.
Nice. There you go. Close it up, Raymundo.
That was Food World with Morgan number 2. Num, num, num.
Fight.
Congrats, Bobby Bones, on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on.
Win.
Love you.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Wednesday's show. Thank you very much. We'll talk to Brett Young coming up. We'll talk to Caroline Bryan, who is Luke Bryan's wife. We'll talk to her about motherhood. We'll talk to Amy about her kids and homeschooling. We got a lot going on. I was looking at this map of the coronavirus outbreak and how it obviously won't peak in every state at once. And the darkest states peak first in this map, and it was New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Vermont, that area. Michigan also up there because Detroit's struggling right now. Louisiana is one because they're struggling down there in New Orleans and even Shreveport. But then they have that second round of states where it's going to peak after, because those states haven't peaked yet, by the way. We're still a couple weeks from those states peaking. But then they have the states that are next up, which are Arkansas, Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, those kind of states, D.C., Delaware. Then the third round, which is us in Tennessee. So it's interesting. It was on the Axios website and how still people are like, well, it hasn't happened to me yet. And those people mostly, when they do the searches on where they're from, are from the states where it hasn't hit yet because there is not a massive population there yet. It's that rural America. So, you know, and I talk to my stepdad about every other day about this now because he lives in a small town like I grew up in. And when everyone's going, well, they're going to get us, he's like, oh, no, 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 no. If it doesn't get us, it's going to be because we did the right things to keep it from getting us. But it's going to get here, and he's 61, I think he said, so he's just in. He'll go fishing by himself, but he's just in. Doesn't talk to anybody and just chills alone. But yeah, you guys should try to find that. You can go, there are a lot on this COVID19.healthdata.org. COVID19.healthdata.org if you want to see a lot of this stuff. But, you know, I don't spend all day reading it anymore, but I do spend, I wake up in the morning, I look for all the news. I try to watch the Cuomo press conference in New York. Just a great speaker, leader. No question comes at him that he can't answer. He doesn't treat anyone like garbage that's asking him a question. I try to watch the White House one, and then I'll check news at night. And a little bit of CNN, but I feel like Sanjay Gupta and I are so close at this point, I don't need to see him every day. Like, me and Sanjay, we've been spending a lot of time together. So we need a little break sometimes. But that's what I've been doing. Let's go over and do What's the Haps. By the way, morning, studio.
Morning.
Morning.
Good, Amy, early on that one. Nice. All right, let's go over and do What's the Haps. Hey!
Hey! What's the Haps?
All right, I'll go first because I got an email about the show the past couple of weeks. And basically, she didn't want to hear me talk about my dog, what I'm watching on Netflix, or my girlfriend. Which, If you're just new to the show, that's basically all I have going for me right now because I am trapped in my house. I have a dog that, by the way, has to have surgery again on his face. That growth, it didn't go down with antibiotics, so I found out yesterday he's got to have surgery again. But this poor dog can't win for losing. So I watched Netflix throughout the day, and then obviously my girlfriend's been here for 3 weeks because she can't get home. And so other than video games, unless we're going to do Bobby's video game segment of the day where I come on, hey, we'll see you at 7:20. Coming up, how did I do at Call of Duty yesterday? Find out after the break. And then nobody, that's all I have. So I respect the message, but I've also, we got some good games today. Mike D gathered all the instruments in my house and he said, hey, why don't we play Name That Instrument? We're going to play that later. Do we have an instrument, Mike, as an example?
Yeah, we can get one.
Can we hand me one of those?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna play this instrument just for an example. See if you can name what it. Hey, take the camera off of me. I don't want people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it off of you.
Thank you very much. All right, put it on Lunchbox. There you go. All right, and here we go.
Nice.
A little Chili Peppers for you.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Californication.
Guitar.
Bass.
That's correct. Yeah. That would be a bass. Here, I'll play it again. Here you go. That's a bass.
You sound just like Flea, dude.
Thank you. All right, there you go. Okay, that's my What's the Haps. Amy, we're coming over to you now. Hey!
Hey! What's the Haps?
Okay, so I decided that my next trip to my dad's in his little goodie bag, I'm going to put some of Stevenson's favorite books. That way my dad can try to read to Stevenson when we video chat with him because they don't get a lot of Papaw time, obviously, since Papaw's quarantined at his assisted living place. And I thought that could be a special way where they could bond.
Yeah, that Amazon Alexa thing has really been a useful tool for you with your dad, huh?
Oh, for sure. It's amazing because my dad can just talk to her and say, call Amy, and she calls me. And that's easy for him. And he doesn't have to hold it because when he's trying to hold his phone to FaceTime, I'm looking at the ceiling half the time. He doesn't get it. But with the Alexa Show thingy, it's a box that sits on the counter and it's plugged in. He can't move it. And it's just, I'm so glad. It was the best investment during these crazy times for our family.
Will your son listen if your dad reads a book?
I think so. Stevenson really loves to be read to, so I think that it'll be great. I can maybe even take the box up to Stevenson's bedroom, and he does his bedtime reading.
Oh, I have one. Can I connect and, like, scare him at night? Like, we don't tell him, and I'm like, hey, little kid.
Yeah,
that would be hilarious.
That.
All right, thank you, Amy.
Hey, what's the hatch?
All right, over to Lunchbox.
America has been so sad. There's no sports on TV. We haven't had sports in our lives. Well, that changes tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the challenge on MTV is back tonight. And listen, it will fill your sports needs. 8, 7 Central, just tune in to MTV, and you're going to be like, why have I not been watching this? This is the sport I need.
But isn't sports, like, the reason we love it is because it's live. Is this show live?
No, it's not live, but it has competition. Like, there's physical competitions. There's swimming. There's wrestling. There's fighting. There's everything you want in sports. MTV's The Challenge has it. And I know it's not exactly football. It's not baseball. It's not basketball. But it is something to give you that sports fix you've been missing. Tonight on MTV, don't miss it.
It sounds like he's getting paid to do a commercial for them. He's not.
Yeah, not at all.
Eddie, is he trying to convince you to watch it?
Yeah, I don't know what's been happening to me. He's been like, dude, you have to. I know there's not a lot going on in your life because you're quarantined. Watch The Challenge. I'm like, dude, I'm 41 years old. Not for me. Like,
it's like a Real World spinoff, right?
Yeah, it's Real World and Road Rules. And Johnny Bananas, it's his 20th season.
Wow. That's what
That's impressive.
Wow.
He made a living from doing that. That's 20.
Yeah, he went from Real World Key West to The Challenge, and this is his 20th one. And, I mean, it's going to be epic.
All right. Thank you very
much. Total madness.
Over to Eddie. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
What's up, dude?
Bones, I'll talk about PS4. And, you know, you got me a PS4 a couple weeks ago for my birthday. And it's been fun. It's been great. And I play online. I play Call of Duty. And, man, you know, I have the headset. Mike D got me one for my birthday, too. So I listen. I don't talk to people, but I listen to what they're saying. And I'm still learning. I'm new at this whole thing. I haven't played Call of Duty in like 10 years. And after I play this session with these kids, they start yelling at me after the game's over, like, you're terrible. Just give up right now. Don't ever play PlayStation again. And I felt so terrible, man. Like,
do they know you're old?
No, I didn't even talk to them.
But they just wanted to know whoever was on that they should retire from PlayStation.
Yes, and I'm like, and I know I should brush it off and be like, you know what, it's just a video game. Like, what do I care? But I went to bed that night being like, I'm no good at PlayStation anymore.
Well, coming up at 7:20 in our PlayStation Minute, we'll talk about all our big hits and misses from PlayStation and over the years. That's Eddie and I haven't played in a couple days.
We haven't because, again, I was terrible at basketball, so I'm taking a couple days to get better, and then I want to play with you again.
We have a group that plays, and Eddie tried to play, and it just, you know who the kids were that told him to get off? It was me. I was like, get off, man.
It was you and Mike D.
Yeah. Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Well, since March 16th, we've been trying to find a winner in the secret celebrity sound. Here is the clip one last time. Go ahead.
In time. After being perched atop their mother's feet for 1,000 paces, like a child learning to dance on her mother's shoes, the chick takes his first steps alone.
So far, the listeners have guessed Mel Gibson, Eddie Murphy, Willie Nelson, Harrison Ford, Samuel L. Jackson, Denzel Washington, Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman, Liam Neeson, Toby Keith, Anthony Hopkins, and Lionel Richie. Let's play it one final time. Here you go.
In time. After being perched atop their mother's feet for 1,000 paces, like a child learning to dance on her mother's shoes, the chick takes his first steps alone.
Well, we can tell you now that this whole thing since March 16th has been a big old April Fool's joke. And we've told every...
Got him.
It's Morgan Freeman. We've told every listener that came on. By the way, I've never said what the prize was either, right? So I've never said, here's what you're going to win. It's just like, let's see if they get it. We've told every listener that has come on, hey, we're in the middle of an April Fool's joke. If you'll just guess somebody and drive people crazy. And they have. So April Fool's to all of you out there. It is Morgan Freeman. We tried to reach out and get Morgan Freeman to come on the show today. And guess what? He said no. So we don't have him. We had an impersonator that wanted to come on. But I was like, why do we need an impersonator when we have Eddie who can impersonate anybody?
Nice.
So playing the role of Morgan Freeman for this next part of the bit is Eddie. Mr. Freeman, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Bobby.
Well, how has it been with everyone probably calling you at home going, I know that's you on the Bobby Bones Show?
It's a little frustrating, but, you know, it's like a baby dancing on his mother's shoes.
Oh, yes. That's the clip we've had. Yes. So on Instagram, anytime I post anything, Mr. Freeman, everyone fills the comments with, it's Morgan Freeman, not what I'm posting about on Instagram. I just wonder if in your heart you hold any ill will about what we've done on the show.
Not at all, Bobby. I feel very good about it.
Okay, what would you like to say as the final time you've been on the show, Mr. Fake Freeman?
I would like to say, get busy living or get busy dying.
And April Fool's.
April Fool's.
So it is Morgan Freeman. Everyone has known it. Although some woman yesterday sent me a really mean message about it and was like, I can't believe people are missing it. Let me on. I know it's James Earl Jones.
Okay.
Yeah. So April Fool's, that's our April Fool's joke. There is no winner, no prize. It is Morgan Freeman. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
265 million Americans, that's 80% of the U.S. population, have now been ordered to stay home. A handful of states have not declared a complete shutdown yet. At Walmart, they're going to start checking temperatures of store workers and providing protective gloves and masks to keep staff safe during this pandemic. And finally, Alabama and Massachusetts are now giving the addresses of people diagnosed with coronavirus to police and EMTs so they will know if they're dealing with a person with coronavirus.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I posted a picture on my Instagram of how deep they stick that Q-tip when they do the coronavirus test. Amy, did you see what I posted?
I did, and it was deep.
It's like all the way down the nasal cavity, like touching the back of the tongue if you could get that far.
Oh, yeah. Seemed even further than that. Like, the way I would describe it, just so that people know, is, like, basically it goes through your nose and all the way into your brain, to the back of your skull. And
then it comes out and touches the wall behind you and cleans the wall.
Yes, basically. And yeah, it just was another reminder of stay home, people.
So one of my friends here that does radio, his name's Elvis Medina. He's on because I was reading Elvis's Facebook page, and he has coronavirus. Elvis, are you there?
I'm there. Yes, I am. Can I just say, you guys, when I had the test, the swab test, it was 8 inches, and they scratched my brain. It was insane. It was it goes way up there, and it's no fun. But, yeah, I mean, I started feeling fatigued like 10 days ago, feeling really fatigued, took off work and got the test and got the call today. That I'm positive, so you know it is what it is. Stay at home.
So, what was the test situation like for you? Because you live in California, do you drive to the doctor, or do you? What happened?
No, what I did is I went online to the website for the county, you know, county health department, filled out the quick little survey, the questionnaire, and it said I've got the symptoms. Made a test, and I did the drive-through testing, and it took like 15 minutes to drive through the thing, and. There's all these people in their hazmat suits waiting for you. You feel like you're something out of a movie. And then the guy gives you the swab and boom, right up the nose.
So whenever I get a flu test and they stick the thing into my nose, it takes me like 4 times. I'm like, no, hold on. And they'll stick it in a little bit. I'm like, no, hold on. And I kind of get, did you go all the way in the first time? Like, what was that? Where they rolled the window down?
Yeah, no, they roll the window down, they took the swab, and then they give you the drive through. You have to do it yourself. So I had to do it myself and put it up there.
So
it was, yeah, no, and it was like one of those things where I am just going to take a breath, and I'm just going to go, and I did it, got up there, and obviously got a good sample, and 4 days later, they just called me today and said, you're positive. So it is what it is. People, this disease is easily transmitted. And obviously, there's no cure or vaccine. Just stay home. No excuse to be not staying home and shelter in place. There's not.
But if you had to guess, who do you think gave it to you?
That would be the guy down at the laundromat. His name's Rico.
Rico. I knew it. Amy, what do you want to ask him?
That was my question. How do you think you came in contact with it? Because, I mean, it could be from a person or it could be something that you touched or somewhere you went. Or like, do you know that day that you started feeling the symptoms, what you had been doing?
Well, I was at work. I was at work for a little bit. Got home on the weekend and started feeling really fatigued and lousy. You know, where it's like I take my dog out. We do long walks every day, and it was a block. And I was like, "What is wrong with me?" I mean, I was zapped. But I can't think of anything. I mean, I would go out and I went to the store and did things like that, just basic things. I mean, I didn't do anything where I was out, you know, with a bunch of big crowds. Where I work, it's a ghost town, and nobody's even in there. So. It was more of just I came in contact with somebody who had it, or I touched something that was infected, and it can happen to anybody. So, you know, my sister works at an ER down here in Southern California, and she says they are getting ready to be overrun. She says they're not ready. They don't have enough supplies. They don't have a ventilator. So people, stay home. And I know it's going to sound weird. Stay home and save a life, man. Totally.
And, you know, we were joking about Rico and getting him on, but we only get to joke because he's healthy. Like, he's healthy with it. We're talking to him.
Yeah, he is.
And so it sounds like you're in good spirits right now. How bad did it get for you?
I had a fever, you know, for a couple of days. It, you know, got up to 102 and didn't get anything above that. I don't have a fever anymore. It's just fatigue for me. And everybody, I don't know if you guys have seen a red disc, everybody's symptoms are different. There are people that are infected out there that have no symptoms at all.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You can go out and have it and infect others. But just, I was drained. I mean, I feel pretty good today compared to what I was the last couple of days, but just completely drained to where I, being horizontal and watching Tiger King, you know, that's all I did. That's all I did, man, for a couple of days, just stayed in bed.
Glad to hear you're doing okay. And, you know, Elvis is not an older person, you know, and what Elvis is saying is that a guy like him or a guy like us, we could get it, and because we don't have any pre-existing conditions, we could get it. We may not know it. We may feel like the flu, but we're probably going to be okay. But it's if we have it and don't know it and give it to someone, like Amy's dad who's older and has been, you know, fighting cancer, it could kill them.
Yeah, totally. completely. Anybody whose immune system is compromised or has an underlying health issue, they're definitely, you know, getting sick like this is not good for them. So, hey, I hope you guys all stay healthy and safe, okay?
All right, bud. Talk to you later.
All right. Later on, man.
See you later.
See you guys.
That is Elvis Medina. Don't confuse him for Elvis Duran. I know two Elvises in radio. It's only the two Elvises I know. But yeah, he has it. Crazy, right? And he was being funny about it. I was too. But it is a serious thing where you may not even know you have it, and you may give it to somebody who does. Like when Joe Diffie passed away from it, you know?
Crazy. Yeah.
And a lot of people are running around like, ain't no big deal. On the beach. Hanging out with folks. Anyway, I know that went from funny to depressing, but it's a thing.
I mean,
it's true.
Yeah. I feel like that's fine too. I feel like our days have been filled with a lot of different emotions, and it's okay to acknowledge them all, the funny ones, the depressing ones, the very real ones. And I think it's a good reminder that this is very, very, very real.
Yeah. Glad he's okay. Glad he's okay and can come on the show and like, joke about it. Not everybody will be able to do that, obviously, because everybody's health just isn't the same with this.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Paul McCartney's handwritten lyrics for Hey Jude are set to go up for auction, and they think that this lyric page that he wrote the lyrics to will go for $150,000, which, holy mackerel.
Wow.
And the lyrics are among 300 items of Beatles memorabilia that are coming for auction online. This is the most expensive one as far as all the lyrics go. But holy moly. You know, I have a really cool handwritten page from the writers of Girl Crush because, you know, you guys that listen to the show and us on the show, we kind of broke that song. And there's a lot of controversy that happened with that song. And we kind of pushed it through. And so the writers of Little Big Town Girl Crush are Lori McKenna, Hillary Lindsay, and Liz Rose, the Love Junkies. And so they wrote all the lyrics out and wrote me a nice note and have it framed in my house. So that's one that how much I get for that one? I'm talking about how much I love it, and all of a sudden I go, whoa, wait a minute here. But I really like that. I have that handwritten lyric. If you could have any handwritten lyric in the whole world, and not because of how much money it would make, but like a song you love or something it meant to you, like what would it be? I was thinking about this last night. I think the first one I would put up, written by a guy named Garth Brooks and Kim Blazy, which is If Tomorrow Never Comes.
If tomorrow never comes.
My favorite Garth song, early Garth. I love the ballads. I love the slow songs. This was the one, too, that I was like, man, I love this Garth Brooks guy. And he wrote it. And Garth wrote most of his songs, but there were some he just found that were great, and he was like, I'll make them a hit. But Garth signing a lyric that he wrote, a song I love, I pick If Tomorrow Never Comes, and it's a tie because my favorite song of all time, it's Stop This Train from John Mayer.
Stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again.
Those are my leaders right there. It would be If Tomorrow Never Comes and Stop This Train. Almost picked Ain't No Sunshine, but I didn't. But I'm really cheating here, just listening to all the songs I almost picked. But I'm picking If Tomorrow Never Comes, Garth Brooks, Stop This Train, John Mayer. Amy, you get one page of lyrics written by the person. What do you have?
George Strait, Amarillo by Morning.
Now, did he write it?
Oh, shoot. No, he didn't.
He could just write it down on paper for you,
but
Amy.
See, I don't feel like that's this. And he may have. Let's look it up.
I don't think Mike, so.
No, he didn't write it.
Okay. So, Amy, would you want Amarillo by Morning written by the songwriters? Oh.
Sure. I guess I went. What? I know George Strait didn't write like a lot of his stuff. Is there a song that he wrote? Did he write Baby Blue?
Okay. No.
Shoot. Come on, George. I just want something written from George Strait. But okay, fine. Then I'll go with Taylor Swift.
Nice. Nice pivot.
Hold on. Now I'm picking which Taylor, because she's the opposite and basically writes. No, she does write everything.
Talk it out.
So
is it Tim McGraw?
Let me. It's either going to be Teardrops on My Guitar,
mm-hmm.
or or yeah, Tim McGraw, because they were just early ones that were so good. But our song is one of my favorites.
Okay, here we go. That's what I just did. And
okay, I'll just go Tim McGraw, because that was nice. The song that introduced us to Taylor.
And you saw her in the lobby of our old radio station playing it on piano.
I did. And I was like, God, who's that blonde girl sitting on the piano playing for the program director? And that was her.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Amy's. Eddie, what about you?
Ooh, I'll have to go with Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, interesting.
I feel like that's just the anthem of my life ever since I was like a teenager. I would love to have that hanging in my wall and just tell everyone that comes to the house, like, right there. That's, yeah, Jimmy wrote that song, and that's his handwritten songs right there.
Lunchbox?
Oh, that's an easy one. I mean, it's like the best song of all time. Eminem, Lose Yourself. I mean, it means so much to me. When I hear that song, I'm like, man, it inspires me, everything. It gives me all the feels. That's the song.
You say all the feels?
Yeah, I mean, look at that. It's like, it gets you hype. It gets you emotional.
No,
it's
no,
like,
I get that. It's just weird to hear an adult man say all the feels. Amy, do you ever heard an adult man say all the feels?
No.
Eddie?
No, never. I don't think so, Mom.
All right. Just keep this in your notebook of when he makes fun of people.
I mean, that is, it doesn't, does that not get you hyped?
Yeah. Now, that like sounds
it
more like a lunchbox
thing. It makes you feel like you can run through the
say.
Wall. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's the feeling I like.
And you know every word of that song, right?
I know every word to that song. Like, it is my jam. Woo!
Can you pull that up from the beginning?
One shot.
How long do you think, Amy, can he go knowing every word? We'll play it with him. He can match every word singing it. We'll time him.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
5 seconds?
From when the words start. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, spaghetti. You ready? Woo!
Hey, Raymundo, I know we kind of threw this at you. Do you have it ready?
Yep.
Okay, Lunchbox, are you ready?
Oh, man, I've been ready.
Amy's going 5 seconds from when the words start that you mess up. Oh, here we go. Start over. We didn't give him a chance. But he's going to screw this up.
Okay.
That was zero seconds.
Was I right or was
fair,
I right?
Wait, to be fair, he wasn't ready, okay? Are we ready, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I'm ready. I mean, gosh, guys, this is the song.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Here we go, now.
No. So sweaty, arms are weak, arms are heavy. On sweater already.
2 seconds.
Looks ready, calm, and ready. On the,
it was 2 seconds.
He's nervous on the surface, but he's calm and ready to drop bombs.
Hold on.
And the words
done.
Won't come out.
Hold on.
Now it's back to
relax. Here's the thing.
He doesn't even let me go.
Here's the thing. Two things happen there. I have 2.3 seconds. However, that's a weird long intro version. To stick up for Lunchbox here, that's not the version that he probably listens to every day. Can we find the version where it's like, dun, dun, you only got one shot? Ray, do we have that in the system? Or is it just that one?
Got it right here.
Okay, Lunchbox, we'll give you another shot. I'm sticking up for you here.
Guys,
don't let me down.
I nailed that one, but hey, I'll nail this one too.
2.5 seconds is what he went last time. All right, here we go.
Look. If you had
one shot.
Don't do that part, Lunchbox. You'll mess up immediately.
Don't do that shot.
Yeah, just go to the rap part.
Sorry.
Sees everything you ever wanted.
Here we go. How long till he messes up? Moment. Starts when you start.
Did you capture? Just let it
slip.
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees are weak, ones are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already.
Four seconds.
Ready to drop bombs.
He
are you
didn't
ready?
Make it. 4 seconds.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, I was ready to drop bombs. The words wouldn't come out. Oh, snap, there goes gravity. Back to reality.
Okay. Thank
oh,
you.
No. Back in the trailer where his mom's at.
Raymundo, do you have a song that you would like the lyrics to?
Yeah, for me, honestly, it's probably a Sam Hunt song, so I was trying to think of one of the better ones, and it might just have to be like, I'm thinking maybe his Kenfolk's one, and that would probably be the best one.
Of every
right
song,
now.
Raymundo, you're picking Kenfolk's? Every song that exists in the world.
I think of the ones he's done, I would say that one hits the hardest, and to have those lyrics at my crib, in the living room, whenever people come over, I mean, who wouldn't want something like that?
I wanna introduce you to my Kenfolk's, to my old friends.
Hey, so Sam will be on the show Friday, and I'm going to ask him if he knows anything about this virtual basketball game that him and Raymundo are supposed to play.
Yeah!
Now, he should know, though, right? That's what you said.
Yeah, I believe it's in the works, is what I've been told.
Okay. I don't even know what that means. Are you going to play on PlayStation?
Yeah, I have PS4. Hopefully we can match, and he doesn't have Xbox.
Wait, you have PS4? Why aren't you with the Bones gang? We're running.
I'm just not a heavy. Don't do COD, the fight them, shoot them, kill them. I don't like that.
But we play basketball. We play NBA 2K more than anything.
That's the one I play the least. I do a little bit more Madden.
Okay, I'll play Madden with you. I got it all. I got like four games. What golf is there?
There's one from China. It's called Everybody's Golf, and it's really easy to play. It's pretty fun.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
This year's CMA Festival in Nashville has officially been canceled due to the coronavirus outbreak. If you had tickets, you can get a refund through CMA Fest box office or Ticketmaster. If you got a four-day pass, you can also hang on to them to use in 2021. Big and Rich released a quarantine-inspired song. They said in a statement that they're addressing all the serious stuff going on right now by offering a 2.5-minute ear-to-ear grin. Here's Stay Home.
Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam.
John Party and his fiance Summer have decided to postpone their May wedding. She shared the news on Instagram, adding that it's going to be one busy fall. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
An animal shelter in Texas is looking for people who are feeling lonely while under quarantine and who are looking for a furry friend to help keep them company. The Harris County Animal Shelter needs people to foster a large number of dogs, and they're making it easier for people to do. As part of their social distance policy during coronavirus, the shelter delivers pups to the car. They're letting people who will house the dogs temporarily keep them as long as they'll like, and they'll even provide dog food if needed, and when they bring the dog, they won't touch you. They'll make sure that the dog is brought to your car. You know, which is pretty interesting, because when I take my dog to the vet, I've had to do that the last couple times, they basically send someone to the car in a hazmat suit because they don't trust anybody touching. I wouldn't either, but they come out and like the whole thing, like the Intel suit, you know, the Intel commercials, the computer commercials, that's what it looks like. They're coming out to get the dog in a spacesuit. But I like that they're doing this. Any precaution that you can take to make people feel more comfortable is great, especially when it comes to getting some of these animals adopted. So that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Jersey. A 24-year-old woman is facing numerous charges after she got mad at her boyfriend. He wouldn't respond to her text messages, and there's a statewide stay-at-home mandate. She's like, he won't respond to my text messages. I'm going over there. Gets a Molotov cocktail, throws it at his house. Luckily, it didn't explode, but she was in trouble for violating the stay-at-home ordinance and weapons violations.
How do you think she knew how to make a Molotov cocktail? Like, that's basically a bomb.
Yeah, I don't know. I
wonder if you can Google that.
I'm sure, but I'm not Googling that crap. I don't even care if I'm going to do it. I'm going to find somebody else's phone and Google that stuff. Is he Googling it right now?
He's Googling right now. Oh, my gosh.
They kick in the door right now.
Let's see. Yeah, it tells you right there.
What does it say?
Well, go to Wikipedia, and it tells you exactly what it is and what's involved in it. I guess maybe it doesn't have a step by... Oh, design. A Molotov cocktail is a breakable glass bottle containing a flammable substance such as petrol, alcohol, or napalm-like mixture with some motor oil added and usually a source of ignition. So, yeah, it kind of tells you how to make it right there.
That's the best you've ever read anything in the history of the show.
He's actually interested.
Did anyone
in that.
Notice that all of a sudden... The guy is the greatest narrator voiceover in the history. Actually, here, guys, I'm here to tell you it's 0.2 down. Holy mackerel. What just happened here?
Was it really the best I've ever read?
It's the best you've ever done. Wow.
I'm going to go home. I'll end it on that. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Raymundo says he got pulled over by a cop. Raymundo, what happened?
Yeah, I was coming to work, and it's usually when I'm coming to work at 1 a.m., and typically there's Ubers, Lyfts, a decent amount of vehicles on the roadways. Well, now with the shutdown, coronavirus, the quarantine, nobody's on the roads anymore, except for a cop was sitting at the top of the hill, and I'm the only vehicle. And so I'm like, here we go. You know, I got a taillight that flickers, and why am I on the road is probably why the cop's thinking. So I get right by him. Boom, there they go. Lights flick on. Here we go. I'm ready to get pulled over.
So he tells me, yeah, you got a headlight or a backlight, and you can get it fixed. I'll give you a fix-it ticket. And I was like, all right, perfect. And he goes, also, we're only allowing essential workers to go to their jobs. Can you prove that you're going to an essential job? And I said, well, yes, officer. I'm going to iHeartMedia. It's media. It's radio and TV. And he goes, do you have any proof? And I'm like, what? Do you have an employee ID or something that you can show us? And then in the back of my head, I think executive producer Steve gave me these random forms from FEMA that say that we're an essential job duty in America. So I showed him that, and he goes, all right, you're good to go. And I was yeah! As the only car about to break down, only vehicle in Nashville on the road, I was able to go to my essential job.
So is your car tail light broken, though?
Dude, there's something electrically wrong with my vehicle. Sometimes it works. Sometimes a headlight will be out. And sometimes the radio works. Sometimes it's out. So nobody's been able to put a finger on it. I'm just guessing it's because it's really old.
Don't you think if you're driving to work at 1 a.m., even if it wasn't quarantine and corona, that they're going to pull you over most times where that's not working?
Honestly, not, because there's so many other vehicles now with Ubers and Lyfts. I'm never the only one. I mean, there's bumper-to-bumper traffic at 1 a.m. in the morning. It's amazing. Like, if you're... I'm serious. If
there's no bumper-to-bumper at 1 a.m.
I'm serious.
Stop. What are you talking about?
Ray is out of his mind.
Because the advent of these now people driving their vehicles, picking up taxi style, there's so many more cars on the road, honestly, the last 5 years.
Even on like a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, and especially when the bars were open, but now nobody.
How's your fiance doing? Is she considered immune deficient because she just fought cancer?
Yeah. I mean, her immune system is compromised. Yeah. She's maybe has the weakest immune system comparable to older people.
So what about you coming into work? Are you worried that you're going to, I don't know, not because you're the one that has to run the board. You're in. Are you worried about that?
No, I wash my hands. She makes me wash my hands right when I get inside. I take a lot of showers. And here at work, I'm only around Eddie, Lunch, Scuba Steve. That's about it. So four people. And then she's around the cat. So our circle's about six people deep. I'm pretty confident in that.
I have a friend or somebody I'm super close to, whose family member just got corona and just got put in ICU yesterday. Which stinks, obviously. And the bad thing is, once you get put into the hospital and even ICU, you can't see anybody. You have to do it alone.
I know. I saw a video that was circulating on Instagram of some doctors in New York that were just in a prayer circle, and they were just praying. You can tell they're seeing so much pain and suffering, and their prayer, whoever was leading the prayer, was just like, Lord, just comfort the people that are alone. They're dying alone, and their families can't be near them, and it's horrible. So I can't even imagine.
A big message from the White House briefing that was watching yesterday, especially from Dr. Fauci, is that he's saying, hey, listen, there's going to be about 100,000 people that die. It could be up to 200,000. But it's also that it doesn't have to happen that way if people stay home and work on not spreading it. Like, that's really what it's all about. And it's just, you know, there are a lot of places that don't think that they're going to be in it because it hasn't hit them yet, that once it actually gets there, it's too late. So, you know, we're probably 3 or 4 weeks away from even the heavy stuff, you know? And I'm working from home, but And I get stir crazy too, like everybody else does. But man, to think about that number, to think about 100,000 now. So Ray, tell her we said hello and we're thinking about her. And I know she can't leave the house at all, right?
She works from home. And if she does, it's a grocery store run really early in the morning. That's it.
How is she doing grocery store runs? Is she wearing gloves and not touching her face or what?
Yeah, she does. She got these gloves and then also a mask. She got a whole thing of latex gloves. Yeah.
All right. Well, Amy, do you have your pass to be an essential worker if you need it?
I do. Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Do you not have yours?
No. I got like a movie stub from White Man Can't Jump when I was 10 that I keep in my wallet.
That'll work.
Yeah. I think it's paperwork from FEMA and it's all filled out.
We're FEMA?
Isn't that what the paperwork says? I don't know. I have it in my car. Scuba Steve told me to keep it in my car.
Oh, all right.
So there it is.
Shaquille O'Neal has had to say he is not friends with Joe Exotic. He's come out to say that because there's footage of Shaquille O'Neal hanging out with Joe Exotic, and Joe Exotic is from Tiger King on Netflix. And so he's like, hey, not a deal. So here's a clip of that.
So we go in there, and it's a beautiful place, and the character that was there was Exotic Joe. We take pictures with Tigers. We went back a couple times. Then we go back another time, and we find out that he's involved with all this stuff. And then I stopped going, but I had no idea all that stuff was going on. I don't harm Tigers. I love Tigers. I love white Tigers. And do I put donations to these zoos to help these Tigers out? I do a lot of time. Do I own Tigers personally at my house? No. Again, I was just a visitor. I met this guy, not my friend, don't know him, never had any business dealings with him, and I had no idea any of that stuff was going on.
Yeah, so I had to put that out because people were blowing him up. Shaq also sponsors two cubs and owns a liger, which is a mixed breed between a lion and a tiger, which a liger to me was made popular by Napoleon Dynamite. Liger.
Yeah.
Draw a liger.
I thought that was fake.
You know, if I had to bet money, I don't know which way I would have bet, Eddie, if you'd asked me before that movie, yeah. Or before Tiger King. There's also a picture of Doc Antle, who is one of the guys in Tiger King 2, that got posted with Britney Spears in her VMA performance 2001 because she had a tiger during her performance of Slave for You. So he's in that. So, by the way, the number one show on Netflix still is Tiger King because they just released the top 10. Here are the top shows. Tiger King. They say the mind-boggling story of big cat lovers Joe Exotic and Doc Antle with an unexpected dose of murder. It's good. And also, you just need to watch it because everybody else is watching it. There's probably a lot of conversations happening. But, and Carol Baskin, who is the woman who's like Exotic Joe, I'm calling like Shaq does, Joe Exotic, his nemesis, and she's down in Tampa. She runs Big Cat Rescue. I bet she thought she was going to get on this Netflix documentary and look like the good person. And now she's like being investigated for murder again.
Gosh.
I know. You know, she thought it was going to be a great little project for her. She was going to look good. Everybody on that show ended up looking bad, except for the guy who didn't have his legs, who was running the zoo. Other than him, who else came out of that show looking good? Amy, you think anybody did?
Yeah, you're right. Good call. I do like that guy. And the girl that lost her arm, she seems...
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
She's legit, too. And then she lost her arm at the zoo and then was back like a week later because she just loved it so much. Mm-hmm. Until she told that story, because she's in interviews all the way leading up until they tell the story of her losing her arm. I didn't even notice her arm was gone while she was sitting there being interviewed.
Same.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I've seen her like 7 times. Haven't you noticed her arm's not there?
Yeah.
So that's number one, Tiger King. Ozark season 3.
Boom.
Have you watched it at all, Amy, the next season?
Yeah, I think we're on episode 3 and it's good.
Yeah, I just didn't watch 2, so I can't jump into 3. All Americans at number 3. Blood Father is at number 4. That's a movie from 2016. And then The Platform, which is a Netflix original movie, is at number 5. In the future, starving prisoners in stacked cells are forced to watch others get fed. Dang.
What?
Mike, have you seen that?
I haven't watched it yet, but I have it on my list. It looks crazy.
Who thinks? Whoever thought of this should be investigated. And we should either use their mind for good or evil. Uncorked, Badland, Car Master, Self-Made, and Love is Blind are the top 10 on Netflix there. Amy, what's in your queue? Because I've been watching the ZZ Top documentary, Eddie, a little bit.
Yeah, it's good stuff, right?
It's pretty good. Yeah, I think you probably built it up a little bit to me.
Did you learn anything that you didn't know already?
I'm not done because Caitlin can't sit all the way through all of it. We watch about 25 minutes at a time. But yeah, I mean, I learned a lot about ZZ Top that I didn't know, I guess. And it's cool to see them with their beards and the one guy that's named Beard doesn't have a beard.
Right.
And how their manager was like, don't go on TV. You're crazy. Don't go on radio. Like, you need to be mysterious. And they're like, yeah, we're mysterious playing for a club of 20 people.
Right.
So that's what I've been watching a little bit on Netflix. I watch The Office every night. We watched the first half of Ford versus Ferrari, which Mike D said was good.
Yeah.
It's
you think?
Matt Damon and
Christian Bale.
Batman, right?
Mm-hmm,
that's what I think. I'm always thinking it's Batman.
Christian Bale.
Yeah. But we watched the first half. It's pretty good so far. Is it true?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Accurate, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and you liked it too, Amy?
Yeah, I loved it. And I was Googling it afterwards. And I had no idea what it was about going into it. But then knowing that it was true instantly made it better.
I don't have a review for that yet. We'll do one on Instagram. But I've found that Caitlin and I's movie reviews are mostly us just doing a bit of some sort, like picking on each other. And then we go, oh, yeah, we liked it. Or, oh, yeah, we didn't like it. But, yeah, that's what I'm watching now. What else is up in your queue on Netflix, Amy?
Well, really, the TV time my husband and I are getting, it's together. So we've been doing Ozark, and now you've reminded me just now of All American. So maybe we'll start dabbling in that. But it'll take us a minute to get through Ozark. So that's our main thing right now. But now I'm super curious about The Platform. I hadn't even
You'll
seen that
watch
on
that
Netflix.
Movie?
What? I like prison stuff. I don't know.
In the future, starving prisoners in stacked cells are forced to watch others get fed. That doesn't sound like Prison Break. That sounds like some psychotic guy is able to write a script. I don't know.
Okay,
man.
Yeah. I mean, I probably won't even get to that. It doesn't matter. It's not like I can't use that as movie time with the kids. Yeah. It doesn't sound like so.
Oh no. Oh, watch. Yeah. Let your kids watch it, and then we'll have them review it on the air.
I kind of want to be. I feel like on Friday, I'm just gonna throw in the towel and be like, okay, school's out early. Let's watch a movie.
Are your kids as tired of you as you are of them?
No, of course not.
Okay, of course not. All right. And by tired of, I mean just for like school, because you're being frustrated with them.
Oh, yeah. No, I love that. And of course, it's not their fault. I mean, I actually feel bad that they're having to deal with us as their teachers. I think Stevenson just keeps staring at me. And I'm like, why are you confused? And then I really think about it. I'm like, okay, I get it. I don't know how to explain this to you. So good luck. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the CMA Music Fest, which was scheduled to take place June 4th through the 7th in Nashville, has been canceled for this year. Mm. Obviously, this wasn't an easy decision to come to, but just not happening for 2020 and not going to be rescheduled. They'll just continue on with it again next year in 2021.
Well, and they can't reschedule it because you have a lot of artists who, when they finally get back on the road, they got to go play shows for other people. You know, that was a weekend that they had put aside a year ago. And so it had been almost impossible to reschedule. And then also, you know, they don't get paid for CMA Fest. Nobody does. CMA Fest is kind of a volunteer thing. And so it's just like, well, in June, nothing is going to be back to normal by June. Some places, it's just going to be getting crazy. But yeah,
Were you scheduled to do anything for CMA Fest?
Well, yes, I was. I was going to host the show on ABC.
Oh, wow.
And so not anymore. Not so fast, my friend.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yep. But a lot of people are having, that's a bummer moments from graduations being missed, jobs being.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hard for me. I did tweet about it a little bit, but I was like, there are real problems. But I tell you, I think I wrote, big wigs. Hey, Bobby, this year you're hosting CMA Fest. Corona. And then CMA Fest goes, CMA Fest is canceled. I think that's what I put. But yeah, I was going to host that. So there you go. All right, what else?
So you can now make a reservation for the grocery store. If you have OpenTable, which typically is used, the only thing it's used for is to make reservations at restaurants. But now it's a free service and a tool to help grocery stores avoid overcrowding and long lines. So you can get on there, make your reservation to go grocery shopping, and that way it'll keep the flow of customers from getting too busy, which I have to say, I was at our little local grocery store the other day, and a woman came right up behind me in line. They don't have tape down there, but I was just in line checking out, and a woman came right up behind me and started putting her groceries, and I'm like, whoa, respect the 6 feet. She had masks, gloves, all the things, but then wasn't keeping 6 feet away from me.
Well, this one guy in the grocery store, when I went, I said, hey, excuse me, sir, and he came up and he said, the price of a pumpernickel is, and was just spitting all over me.
No, nuh-uh.
I know. I just wanted to do the I don't go to the grocery store. I got so much stuff here. Occasionally, Caitlin will go, but she's going to make my whole birthday dinner. She's only going once every 3 or 4 days now, as a rule, maximum, just to limit the amount of time we're out of the house. because she could go every day for something at Target, a pair of socks or a core. But for my birthday, which, by the way, is coming up tomorrow, she's making my dinner, my chicken fried steak with white gravy, mashed potatoes with white gravy, fried okra. She's making a cheesecake. So, she's doing that. All right, what else?
That's awesome. Well, American Idol has abandoned filming in studio because of coronavirus. And I guess there was a letter that went out. TMZ got a handle of it. I don't know. Did you get this email from Idol saying that everything's like shut down?
Yes.
Okay. And then are judges really going to be doing some of their stuff from home?
We all are.
Oh, okay. Can you tell us more?
I don't know if I can, but the show must go on. That's showbiz, baby. And so I'm not sure what I can say. But, you know, we wanted to keep the show going. I'm going to say this about my American Idol crew. Shout out to, you know, Trish and Megan and Dan Martin, because they have found a way to keep the show going. And so they're going to. What?
Well, I was going to say, if you can't say it, I don't know. But TMZ said they got the inside info claiming that they'll continue the show remotely. The judges will be at home. And I don't know how they're going to pipe in different people, but I guess maybe you'll be mentoring or doing your thing from home. I think this is going to be good.
We are all doing things from home for sure. That's the only thing we can do. Let's do it from home. But there's a lot of stuff coming to my house in the next couple of days to make sure that this can run. Hopefully I get to keep it. Do you know how much like digital swag I'm going to get to keep from this?
That's what I'm talking about.
And if they're like, hey, send it back, I'm be like, send what back? I never got anything. Yeah. All right. Is that it?
Yeah. Maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Corona is making it hard to shop for those 55 and above because they're at risk, higher at risk. And so they're scared to go to the grocery store. The Oxford Police Department is doing something cool where they're at the grocery store. The older people come, hand them a list, and the cops have gloves, masks on. They go in, do the shopping, and put the groceries in the car. That way the 55-year-old and older, they just stay in the car and stay safe.
That's nice. That's even better than letting them shop. Like, somebody will do it for them. Man, And I'm reading these stories about all these stores that are opening up early for people that are older. But then I read about all these young people just go to at the same time and they can't really keep people out. Hey, young people, relax. Let's let the older folks get in there. And I think they should also separate by age. Like, the older you are, the front of the line. We can't have no 55-year-old spry whippersnappers elbowing out the 90-year-olds. You know what I mean? I think this is a good story. Love it. Good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Amy, have you Googled how to cut your husband's hair yet?
No. I think we're just going to let it grow.
I love that song.
Let it grow.
Let it grow. That's your morning corny, folks. Dang, follow that up, Amy.
I can't. Not today. That one's good.
All right, let's go over to Amy now with the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What did one math book say to the other? I've got so many problems.
Nice. That was the morning corny.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, we are the Bobby Bone Show.
That's right.
I have to give the people what they want, and so here's the video game minute, because I've been playing a lot of video games at my house. The U.S. ambassador of the World Health Organization, the WHO, has tweeted his support of playing video games and asking people to ask other people to play video games because it keeps them busy and not out touching people. He used the hashtag #PlayApartTogether as the WHO is uniting people over methods that aren't in person. So they say video games are great and people should do it. And will somebody please take the story to my girlfriend and give it to her? That'd be great. Thank you very much. We are playing that game where you drive the cars into the balls. Forget what it's called, Rocket Ball or something. But we play that one. We're pretty competitive at that game. People automatically eat healthier after starting a regular exercise routine. Now we're talking about this here because you're seeing a lot of people either just check out of exercising, period, because they're quarantined, or really get into it. Now, for me, because my bike is next to me, I'm on that bike every day. I think I've done 13 days in a row, and I'm just crushing it. I got people that I compete against, too. And what happens, why this happens, why we eat healthier when we start a regular exercise routine is because we don't want the work that we just finished doing to go to waste. Because if you work out for half an hour or 40 minutes, and then you go eat a piece of cake, it's like you never worked out. And so I can absolutely do, I don't even notice that I'm making better choices sometimes. Research shows that people instinctively make healthier choices with their daily diet after just a couple of months on a new exercise regimen. And I'm telling you, I just don't want to go back to even. Why did I put all that work in if I'm going to eat two peanut butter cups? I don't even like peanut butter. I don't know why I picked that one.
Yeah, weird.
Amy, are you exercising daily?
Yes, every day. And that's just for self-care or self-maintenance. Like that, I know that that is going to be good for me mentally. And so I have to keep that as part of my routine.
I feel pretty good about where I am because I've been exercising so regularly. And I keep the bike in my room so I see it. I keep weights in my kitchen so I always see them. And I try to keep good influences around me. Even if I don't do them, they're always in my periphery. And it doesn't mean just working out. I try to keep people that inspire me in my periphery. I try to keep food around me to eat. It's, like, I try to surround myself with good influences because I am a better person when that happens. And I've been exercising so much, doing push-ups and weights and bike, that for the first time, I was comfortable enough to sleep in the bed last night without a shirt on. Boom.
Ow, ow.
It wasn't that at all. And I don't think Caitlin even knows that I normally sleep with a shirt off. She just knows me as the guy who puts on an oversized cutout shirt and goes to bed, which I don't. But I'm feeling pretty good. Like, I've been hitting it pretty hard. So it's been a good last couple days here. A Minnesota state trooper who pulled a doctor over for speeding ended up giving her his N95 medical mask instead of a fine. She was pulled over for going 85 and a 70. The trooper said, hey, you really can't speed. But she said, hey, I'm a cardiologist. And he's like, really? And he said, I have this mask they gave me for protection. He had a couple of them, so he gave her one of them. How about that?
Oh, that's awesome.
I did see, too, where they're asking doctors that don't specialize in respiratory to come over and see what they can do and help. Because they're just out of doctors in certain places. Like, they don't have enough doctors to fill up every part of the clock with every person. And so they're like, hey, what do you do? We could probably use some of that over here. Like, that's how dire it's gotten in some places.
There was this 85-year-old doctor that's been retired for a long time, and he came out of retirement to go put, he's like, put me to work. Yeah. I want to help.
I saw Cuomo was talking about there were maybe a couple thousand people that came out of retirement when he asked for that in the press conference. He was like, hey, if you know this stuff, we can use you. If you'll come back, we can use you. And they did. They did. A medical fetish site gives all the scrubs to emergency crews. How about that? By the way, what is that fetish? Because that sounds like a real clean fetish. Like, I could do that one maybe. Like, that one sounds like the most sanitary fetish of all. Like, you go in scrubs and you probably wash your hands. Actually, I'm getting a little turned on right now, I'll be honest with you. But apparently, this is a real site. MedFet UK, a medical fetish company, said, hey, we're just going to hook you up with all these scrubs that we use. So there's also a Florida mega pastor that was arrested for holding a packed service when they said, hey, don't do that because the folks that come to your church trust you and believe in you. And if you do that, you're not putting them in a good place. And he did it anyway. And so the Hillsborough County Sheriff has said his reckless and disregard for human life put hundreds in his congregation at risk. Amy, what are your thoughts on that?
It's just disappointing. Like, you would think that as a leader of his church, he would make the right choice. But also, too, people need to use their own brains and be like, okay, even if my pastor's saying this, I'm going to stay home. So.
The probe into the congressman that were selling stocks ahead of the coronavirus crisis is now launched, which it should be. I think there are four of them that got intel on what was about to happen. So they went and sold all their hoity-toity stocks. Then the market crashes. It's these hoity-toity senators were taking advantage of us electing them and put them in a place to take care of us. And they didn't. They took advantage of it. Now, they've denied wrongdoing. This is my opinion, obviously. The FBI and the Securities Exchange Commission are reportedly probing stock trades involving several members of Congress prior to markets tanking on Wall Street. No, it looks awfully fishy to me. The Department of Justice is leading the probe. You trade $1.7 million in stocks publicly just 1 week before the market crashes? Come on. I may have woke up this morning, but I didn't wake up early this morning. I don't know what that means. I tried that, though. I went with it. I was feeling it. I was just kind of walking down that road. I was feeling pretty good. It didn't quite work out, though.
You were born at night, but not last night.
Yeah, yeah. Like I woke up this morning, but you know what? This morning didn't wake up on me. How's that one go?
That's good.
All right. And one final story.
Is it? Well, I was going to say, is it also I wasn't born yesterday?
I was born at night, but not last night.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Finally, there are submarine crews out there that still don't know about the pandemic. Wow. French submarine missions last 60 to 70 days with about 110 crew members. So if a crew left end of February, they're not to be back until the end of April. They would return to a world that's been completely changed and shut down.
But somebody doesn't radio into them and tell them what's happening?
Amy, there's no radio underwater.
Really?
No, Eddie, there's radio underwater. I don't know. I mean...
I believed you.
Put a man on the moon, but we can't have communication underwater.
Eddie, you may wake me up this afternoon, but noon will never be at the wake of my friend. Those are some stories that I'd gathered to come on with. What were you going to say, Amy?
I have no idea.
I would think you wouldn't tell them unless somebody was sick. If they're not coming back, down there, I probably don't want to know unless it's like there's some influence in my family. I don't know what the rules are, though, especially if it's military. Like, if they have a job to do and they're distracted by, I guess whatever the rules were before they went is what they're abiding by still now, but that would be crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Even a month ago, if you would have told us, remember when they started shutting things down? Like, when South by Southwest was shut down in Austin, we were like, wow, we cannot believe an event was closed down. Right. We were shocked that they would close an event. We were like, I don't know if that's a risky. But now it's just like they were just on the forefront of it. When they canceled the SEC basketball tournament, I was like, I quit. I cannot believe this. Arkansas is about to win it all. But everything is done. What, Amy?
I was just thinking back to the Austin thing. They were putting out statements like, gatherings with more than 2,500 people cannot happen.
Yeah.
And we thought, God, that's so weird. And now it's like gatherings of more than two people must not happen.
I recently had a chance to catch up with Brett Young, who you may know from this song, in case you didn't know.
In case you didn't know, baby, I'm crazy about you.
Or this song called Mercy.
So if you're gonna break my heart, just break it.
Or this song called Catch.
I thought that I'd catch a buzz, catch a game.
So here it is, Brett Young on The Bobby Bones Show.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
Hey, what was that like when you're in Europe and, you know, in the early part of Corona, and we're kind of figuring out that it's a pretty real thing and, you know, some of our institutions are going to be moved because of it and you're out of the country. What happens to you while you're over there?
Yeah, it was pretty scary. The second show was Berlin, and the afternoon of the show, like 3:00, their government came out and said, like, no gatherings of, I think it was 500 at the time or bigger. And I don't know how, because that was at 3:00. We still played the show. I headlined, I think it was like 4,000 people. So that was kind of scary because they're saying it's not safe to have that big of a group and we're just playing our show anyways.
Last time you were in, just to kind of catch up, you hadn't had the baby. You had the baby right afterward. What's the difference in life right now?
Everything. Nothing is the same. I used to be a really like late night, like night owl guy. And then I would, because I could sleep in, because shows, you know, I don't have to be in the soundcheck till like 2:00. And it's now it's like, because you have to be up in the morning with the baby, you're getting tired earlier. And it's like, even on the road now, I get off stage and I used to need a little time to like, you know, let the kind of adrenaline come down. And it's like half the time now I walk off stage, walk back, change into like clean clothes and fall into bed. So I'm definitely adulting nowadays, which is not something I was used to.
I'm looking at a picture of your baby here on your Instagram. By the way, it's Brett Young Music. Who do you see in your baby's face more, you or your wife?
I still think it's more for me, but when she was born, the first month, it was my twin. I mean, she was exactly me. I'm starting to see, even though she's my coloring, she's got lighter skin and light eyes and light hair, I'm starting to see more of like my wife's, the shape of my wife's face. I think she has like a lot of Taylor's features, but she has all my coloring. So it's starting to become more of a blend. But I think if you ask people at this point, they'd still say more me.
I'll give you one more question before we jump. But it's about songwriting. You have something new that happened in your life, which is your baby. Are you writing songs now with new intentions because there is something new in your life?
Absolutely. You and I have talked about this before. I never want to write in a way that would come across pandering. You know, like, I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to put out a lullabies record because I just had a baby, you know, like that's just not how it's going to work. But at the same time, authenticity in songwriting has always been really important to me. Like if I'm not writing about something I've been through or at least associate with or relate to, then I don't think I can expect people to like connect with the song, you know, if I'm not connected with it. And so the best way to do that is to write about your life. And obviously, the biggest thing that's happened in my life lately is that we had our first child. So it's definitely influencing the rights. There is a song that I've written for her that we're closing the tour with now that'll come out when my next project comes out, whenever that is. So it's a tricky balance because, it's going to affect and influence my songwriting, but I also want to make sure that, you know, I don't write 12 songs about my daughter. You know, there's people out there still having their heart broken that want to hear the quintessential heartbreak song, or the people that need that wedding song. And so I want to make sure there's a little bit of something for everyone.
Well, dude, I'm glad to hear you're doing well.
Thanks, bud. It's always good talking with you.
All right, Brad. Talk to you soon, bud.
Later, bud.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
If you want to hear that conversation in full, all 20 minutes, just subscribe to the Bobbycast, because Brett Young and I were able to talk for almost a half hour. So be sure to check out that podcast.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
A couple in Texas, they had to postpone their wedding because of the coronavirus, but it was already too late to cancel their wedding flowers. So what they decided to do was give them to assisted living facilities in the area. And like a lot of these senior citizens, they can't have visitors, they can't have guests, so they don't have any fresh flowers. So for them, like, this brought them so much joy. And then for her, you know, yeah, her wedding was canceled, but she's just thankful that the flowers were able to brighten people's day.
Nice. Love that. Love they thought of that. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Now this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, so I'm at home, and I have a bunch of instruments in my house. We've gathered them all around me, and I will play you a random instrument. Just name that instrument. And so, by the way, for you parents out there, play this at school. Is you homeschool them? Because it's also a music lesson to teach your kids instruments.
Good idea.
Thank you. Welcome, kids, to your music lesson for the day. Okay, so earlier I played this instrument, and you guys knew what it was. Here you go. That was a bass guitar, and that's the one song I know on bass called Californication. Okay. Are you guys ready to play? Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, write your answers down. Are you ready to play?
Ready.
Let's go.
Ready. Here,
name this instrument.
I'm in for the win.
You guys are watching me play it, which stinks by camera. You saw what I was... I didn't realize that was actually... You guys were watching me play something. Okay, go ahead. Write your answer down.
Okay.
Everybody in? Okay. Amy?
Bongos?
Lunchbox?
I have bongos.
Eddie?
Yeah, bongos, man.
The answer is a bongo.
Right. Yes.
All right, see if you can name this one. Ooh. All right, I'm going to blow it again. All right. Mm.
What is that called?
Okay.
But what, Amy?
What?
Interesting. How specific do you need us to be?
Well, I have an answer. Okay. I mean, it's what I'm holding in my hand right now.
Okay. I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Electric keyboard?
What?
Well, you couldn't have missed that anymore.
No, because, you know...
Because the keyboard will make any instrument sound?
Yeah.
No. Lunchbox?
I guessed something called a xylophone. Don't even know what that is.
No, that's incorrect. Xylophone is the sticks that hits
sticks
the,
on the bars.
Okay.
Eddie?
I mean, for the I don't know, Eddie, how specific you want this, but I'm just going to go generic. It's a whistle.
Mike D? Do we need it?
We need a little more specific than that.
We need
to
be more specific, Eddie, for the win.
A slide whistle?
Correct, winner.
What is that?
Yeah!
I don't even know what that is.
I mean, I figure it's the ones that you like had when you were a kid, right? You just slide it?
Yep. That's it. Eddie wins.
Sorry, guys.
Do you want to play another round of it?
Yes, let's
go. All right,
go.
Let's do it again. I have like 9 instruments here. Okay, as you can see, though, some of them are really dumb. Okay, let's start over. Eddie's our champion of the first round. See if you can name this instrument. It's going to be quick. Here you go. Ooh, can you name that? Let me do it one more time. Here you go. All right. Amy said, so I guess she's in.
I'm in.
There you go.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. Amy.
A tambourine.
Lunchbox?
I'm the tambourine man.
Eddie?
Tambourine.
It's a tambourine. You're right. Everybody's good on that
yes,
one.
Yes, 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 yes.
All right, well, let's get a little harder here. Something I've been working on a little bit over the past couple months. See if you can name this instrument. Didn't quite nail it as much as I had hoped. And
you got a little flat there on
that. A little bit. I think it's a bad instrument. Okay. Can you name that? You want to hear it again?
Yeah, please.
Okay, here you go. Keep messing up.
I know that one. Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy.
Is that a clarinet?
Lunchbox?
Oh, I mean, that has to be the only instrument I know. Trumpet.
Eddie?
I went mama number 5, the trumpet.
Well, somebody's right. The answer is a clarinet.
Oh! What? Yes!
Amy!
I heard it!
Wow.
Okay, so
did they play the clarinet when they were like civil warring?
Who knows, Eddie? okay, so sudden death between Amy and Eddie. For the championship, I have 4 more instruments here. We'll roll all 4 of them out, see how many you guys get. Amy, are you ready? Eddie, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Amy, here we go. You're going to get all 4 of these, by the way. Amy, you in?
Okay.
Eddie, you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, Amy.
In. Maracas.
Eddie?
That's a maraca.
Correct. Okay. Name this one. Name that instrument. In. Eddie's in.
Oh, shoot. What is it?
This is where your ADD is going to get you, Amy.
Shoot. Why would my ADD get me?
You'll
what
find
do you mean?
Out.
Amy?
Hold on.
3 seconds.
Okay.
Incorrect.
What is it called?
Sorry.
No. I thought you were at the, I could still answer. I have an answer.
Okay, go then. Go.
A xylophone? That's not it.
Eddie, what
it's
is it?
It's the other thing.
It's a xylophone.
It's a xylophone.
It is!
Amy.
Okay.
Okay. Mike, you want to, here, take this. Yeah. Mike, do you want to join on this one?
I'll join you.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. And 3, 2. All right.
Okay.
Everybody in?
I'm in.
In.
Say at the same time. 1, 2, 3.
Kazoo.
Kazoo.
Good. Okay. We have 1 more. Nobody's going to get this one, but we can see.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive, but you can try. And just buzz in with your name as soon as you know. Here we go.
Amy.
Amy, there's no way.
Oh, well, at first it sounded like a tuba.
Go ahead.
So an electric tuba.
Incorrect. Eddie, would you like to hear more of it?
I would like to hear a little more, please, Bones.
Go ahead.
Oh, great. What?
My breath. That takes a lot. go ahead, Eddie, for the win again.
I believe that's that big horn that the dude plays Ricola on in the top of the mountain. That's a Ricola horn. Is that it?
No, it's called a didgeridoo.
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 Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Is it the thing from the Ricola?
Mm-mm. But you guys both tie. You both win. Congratulations to you both.
There all right.
That's funny. And kids that were listening to that, you just got a little dumber today in music. Bobby Bones, come on. Here's a voicemail that was left for us from Sam in Tallahassee.
Bobby, this is Sam from Tallahassee, Florida. I've been a fan since I heard you on O-Town. My question for you is, when are you bringing back the investigated corny? I'm ready to hear it, man. Let me know.
All right, we can do that tomorrow. You go with that tomorrow, Amy?
Okay, sure. Okay.
We haven't done it in a while, but first of all, thank you, Sam. Secondly, it's funny now that O-Town's back again, because O-Town was a boy band and they had, but I want it all, but nothing at all. But I say they, I was in O-Town for a while, and just briefly, and it's funny how people still bring that up sometimes. Tomorrow we'll do the investigative corny. All right, let's go over to clip number two. This is Julie in St. Louis.
Hey guys, this is Julie from St. Louis. I love you guys. One thing I would like for you guys to talk about is what are some new things that you have tried during the stay-in period. A few things that I learned to do was cut my son's hair, do my own nails, and just doing puzzles and projects over here. Thanks.
Amy, what have you learned in quarantine?
Oh, right now I'm learning how to be a teacher. Yeah. I don't know. I'm letting my nails grow out. I'm thinking about trying to figure out, I have gel on my nails, which I know a lot of girls are having this problem right now, and it does not come off with just normal nail remover. So I think that'll be the next thing I order off Amazon and try to be my own nail tech.
I think I've learned how to play PlayStation because I've never been a gamer. Be sure to listen tomorrow morning, 7:20. It's the PlayStation Minute. I've also learned a lot about my girlfriend because, you know, we had dated 4 months, but we've been in the same house every day, all hours of the day for now 3 weeks. So I've learned a lot about that. I've been writing a little bit and getting an exercise, but I've tried to just keep a regimented schedule. I don't know that I've learned anything, not yet anyway. I figure we have another 4 or 5 weeks of this though. Thank you for that. By the way, you can leave a voicemail. Just call 877-77-BOBBY after the show is over and we have a voicemail. You can leave all these messages. Here is Brooke in California.
Morning, studio. I have a question for Miss Amy. Do your kiddos still practice speaking Creole to each other? Thanks for spreading joy. Brooke from California.
There you go. Amy, your kids, they were adopted from Haiti. Their English still isn't perfect, but it's getting better. But are they still speaking their native language?
Stevenson, who is 9, and he was 7 when he got here, and all he spoke was Creole, does not speak it anymore at all. He barely even remembers it.
Wow.
But Stashira, she got here, she was 10, and now she's 12, and she can still speak it. She doesn't do it with Stevenson, but we have other Haitians in our life that are older that we have. Well, we used to have them come over and cook, or at my dad's place when she would go there when she was allowed. There's a Haitian that works there. And when they speak Creole to her, she lights up and smiles so big and communicates with them. And I love that.
Yeah. So she, but not he. Do you feel the need to get him back in it a little bit so he doesn't forget it?
Gosh, we're just struggling to learn so much right now that... No, I mean, I kind of wish we wouldn't have lost it. I wish they would have kept talking to each other, but obviously the more they learned English, they just started doing that. And, you know, we'll see how he feels later, and maybe we can reintroduce it. I feel like it'd be overload right now, though.
Ask them, you don't have to ask them tonight, but ask them what language they dream in, both of them. I know we've done this with your daughter before, but ask them and see if they still dream in Creole or if they're in English now.
Okay.
One final clip, Joe from D.C.
Hey, guys, this is Joe. I'm originally from Australia, but now living in Washington, D.C., and I listen to the show every day. And just wanted to say that your new segment, Eddie's Spanish Word of the Day, is effing hilarious. It's one of my favorite segments now. So you'll take care. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Well, we haven't done it today, and Eddie, is the Spanish teacher with his kids at home in homeschool. Eddie, do you have a Spanish word to teach us today?
Bones, every day I have a Spanish word. I mean, okay. It's all in my head. I have a bunch of words in my head.
Here we go. Hit that song, Raymundo.
Come on. The Spanish word of the day is camino. Do you guys know what camino is?
Camino.
Sí.
What is it, Amy?
Is a camino, is that a shirt?
No.
Is it a car? Bones? As in El Camino?
That's a good guess, but no, it's a road, guys. It means road.
Oh.
So I'm going to use it in a sentence.
Okay.
On the camino again. Just can't wait to get on the camino again.
Oh. On the camino again. Hold on. On the camino again.
You got it.
I just can't wait to get on the camino again. That's good. Camino.
Yeah, road. So go use that in your everyday live conversation.
And I can do that in so many songs. I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Camino.
You got it.
Yeah?
What else? You got another one in you?
Yeah.
God bless the broken Camino.
Oh, and think about that. That's a good one, too.
Oh, but let me back.
How about, are they in the road songs? Or is that it?
Yeah. What's the Lauren Elena one? Go ahead.
Oh, Camino Less Traveled.
Yeah. So good, Bone. So good.
All right, there it is. Eddie's Spanish word of the day. Thank you, Eddie. And thank you, Joe. And leave us a voicemail. Just call our phone number and leave us a voicemail. A voicemail, a voicemail, a voicemail. Okay. Yes, Bobby Bones. We're going to talk about motherhood, and we have Amy here who's got a couple kids. And we're also going to bring on our very talented former co-host for a day, Caroline Bryan. She's back. She's back with us. Caroline, how are you?
Hey, everybody. I'm good. How are y'all?
We're in the house. Like, I'm in my house. Amy's in her house. Are you at the house?
Yes, I've been here. We've been quarantined for over 2 weeks.
And how's it going with the kids?
It's horrible. No, it's good. Everybody's healthy, but being in a house with 5 teenagers, 2 kids that I'm homeschooling is pretty tough.
So you have how many kids at your house right now?
So we started off, we went on spring break with, so Till is 18 and he bought like 4 friends and we stayed there for a couple of days and got quarantined. Well, so we've all stayed together as a unit. So his friends have been with us for like 2.5 weeks.
Oh, man.
But it's okay. You know, everybody's healthy. We're all good and we're doing it.
That's a bunch of mouths to feed every night.
It's okay. You know what? They haven't complained at all about not being able to go anywhere. So it's fine.
Well, I wanted to bring you on and talk to Amy too. And what I wanted to do is ask you about the hardest parts of motherhood because, and Amy, we'll start with you. Mm-hmm. When I say, Amy, what's the hardest part of motherhood for you? What do you put up on that list?
Oh, right now, homeschooling.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, and I'm only on day 2 of it because my kids were stuck in Texas last week and I'm losing my mind. It is horrible. What today would be like day 3? I can't even. So that's top of the list right now.
But like in general,
no,
like
homeschooling is awful.
Overall though. Like, the hardest part about being a mom. Like, that's really what this is about.
Oh, worrying that I just did something that's going to land them in therapy in 10 years.
Caroline, anything to add to that?
For me, the hardest part, honestly, is I worry constantly about just anything that could happen to them. Like, worst case, because, you know, our family history. I always worry, but that and they just aggravate the hell out of you sometimes with homeschooling because it is awful, Amy. It's the worst. This is hard. It's so hard.
Okay, well, let's talk about homeschooling for a second.
And I love teachers.
This is like the 8th time we've talked about it in this one segment. You guys keep bringing it up, so we need to sit on this for a second. So, Caroline, what grades and ages are you having to like look over homeschooling, like all in?
So Till is a senior,
yeah,
and just trying to get him to complete anything is like, you know, wrestling cats. And then Bo's in the 5th grade. Tate is in the 3rd.
And is there any of that?
And they have a lot of work.
That you see as a 3rd grade or a 5th grade student and you don't even understand it as an adult?
Math.
Oh, yeah.
No math.
I handed math over to my husband yesterday. I mean, it was a thing. I was just like, this is you. I'm going to go cook lunch. I'm cafeteria lady. So I was handling lunch. And then I was like, I got to do snacks. You got to take this over. Now it's time for dinner. You got to take this over. I mean, I think that Stevenson was in school yesterday from 7:30 in the morning till 5:30 p.m. because it just took forever. Their attitudes, Bobby, we're not teachers, so we don't know the easy way to get them to do it or the fun way to teach them. So sometimes you spend an hour just having an attitude check and having to
Amy slapping her face. You know,
right, it's so true.
Because like it's just not. I get frustrated and I take a deep breath and then they're frustrated because we're obviously not equipped with the best way to instruct them. So I'm like doing dumb stuff. I did a whole thing with avocados and apples trying to illustrate something and tell like a math story or an English story the other day, like on Monday or something. And my husband walked in and he was like, why don't you go take a break? I think that you need a break. I'll take over because what I was doing was like not making sense.
And I think it's also super hard when a mom tries to teach their own child. Because kids just don't respond well to a mother teaching their own child. And that's really hard.
Are your kids doing classes that are given to them by their schools, like where they can actually watch stuff? Or is the school, Caroline, giving you work and you have to teach them?
It's both. They have a lot of online classes, but they have to do homework and stuff offline, which is just really hard to keep up with. But the schools have been doing great. I mean, they've been doing truly awesome. And these teachers, it's super hard on them because they're getting all these emails and texts from parents because we don't know what we're doing.
Oh, I didn't think about that part of it, everybody emailing all the teachers. And Amy mentions that she has her husband jumping in to do stuff. Is Luke helping you with any of this?
Oh, God. He tried for like 10 minutes and then, you know, I just told him just to leave.
Oh, wow.
I did. I was like, just go outside, please. You are not helping me at all.
Let me walk through this list with you guys.
I still love him, though, but he's not equipped to handle any of this.
The worst parts about motherhood, these are the top five things. At number five, being deprived of a good night's sleep. Either one of you guys dealing with that?
Oh, for 13 years.
Oh, still. Okay. Number four, having to yell and raise your voice at your kids. Do you have to yell at your kids still, Caroline?
Sometimes I enjoy that.
Amy, you?
Yes, I've yelled every day this week.
Okay. How about
And Bobby, to give you... Okay, go through this list and then I'll circle back to something
about homeschooling. I'll hit them real quick. The kids fighting each other, constantly worrying about a child and seeing a child upset is the number one hardest part of motherhood. Amy, go ahead.
Yeah, that's hard for sure. Like when their feelings are hurt and you can't figure... Oh man, that's just the worst. But, you know, sometimes I might be the one that made them upset and then I just feel even more worse. But if somebody else hurt them, then I'm real mad at that other person. But I'll just say, Bobby, to give you an accurate picture of like homeschooling with Stevenson right now. So at the beginning of the week, he was in second grade. And 2 days later, he just got moved down to first grade.
Oh, wait, you just demoted your kid?
I didn't. The school did, I think, based on my ability. I just got an email. Like, we're going to go ahead and keep Steven. We're going to go ahead and move Stevenson down to first grade because we think that will just be easier. Also, I'm dealing with him still not even barely knowing full English.
That's normal. I think that's very normal.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds like both of you two are going to need therapy after this is over, more so than...
Oh, I think, Bobby, mom... Caroline, are you with me? That every single mom and dad listening right now that are dealing with homeschooling, like, they're all just about to throw their hands up and be like, well, I mean, we did what we did. I just keep thinking my kids are going to look back. I do keep picturing my kids in therapy or something, and the therapist being like, so what age was it that... it really just started to go wrong. And I feel like they're all just going to be like, 2020. There was some virus and my parents went crazy and they just kept yelling and they didn't know how to teach me and I didn't get an education. Like, that's when everything is just, that's what, it's 2020.
No, it's Y'all, it's going to happen. I got so mad last week over nothing. I threw a burrito at Luke, and everybody saw it. I did. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, boy. Well, listen.
Oh, okay. We're a lot alike. I love it.
Caroline,
we're still married, though. So.
Thank you for jumping in and sharing some mom wisdom with us. And I think Amy feels less alone to hear you are actually going through your struggles as well.
Mm-hmm. It's super hard. It is, but we're in it.
Stay safe.
Thank
Hopefully,
you guys for having me.
We'll see you on the other side. Good to talk to you as always.
You too.
All right,
thank you.
Bye, Caroline.
Bye, guys.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, The Bobby Bone Show.
Morgan, number two, my question is, if people are listening right now and we want them to go back and listen to the podcast, what will they like to hear from today?
Well, today was the very last day of Guess the Celebrity Voice.
Oh, that's true. You need to hear that. If you've been guessing the Celebrity Voice, today was a big day. You should definitely go hear that because what happened? Unbelievable. All right, what else?
Raymundo got pulled over by a cop for being out on the road with the whole stay at home in place.
Mm. Yeah, but you didn't get pulled over for not being home. You got pulled over for something else first, right?
Correct. And it ended up leading to other things, yes.
Well, your beard looks good though, Raymundo.
I know. I've been grooming it. Got all the time in the world at the crib.
Dang. That's okay. Mine's all incomplete and different colored. What else, Morgan, number two?
Brian's wife, Caroline, was on the show, and she talked all about how quarantine is going at her house.
Yeah, old Caroline Bryan. Now she's a friend of ours. We call her old Caroline Bryan, our friend. Yeah, she was on today, too. Give me one more thing, Morgan.
And opinionated email from a listener.
Oh, yeah, listener. Listeners. We love you, but sometimes I feel like they're just mean to me, Amy. You know?
Some can be at times. Yeah. I don't understand those particular people, yeah. But they're out there.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Thank you, Morgan, number two. Amy, what's going on today?
Yep.
Oh, you know, just first grade.
Yeah.
Well, second. We've already gone down a grade. So, yeah, I'll just be doing that. What about you?
Hopefully some video games, some exercise, some smooching.
Quite the different lives you two have.
Well, yeah, I don't have kids, you know?
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, but I think back to last week when I didn't have my kids, but we were quarantined, and my husband was with them in Texas, and I was home. I was like, this isn't going to be so bad. Like, this is going to be fine. And then now that they're here, I'm like, my life is totally different, which is fine. There's no end in sight. That's the problem, is we don't know. They're not going to go back to school, so this is just the way it's going to be, and I have to accept that.
Amy's doing exercises right now to calm herself down if she talks about it even. Have a great day. We'll see you guys on tomorrow's show. Check it out. Brett Young was on. Did Morgan number two say that?
No.
No? Oh. Also, Spanish word of the day, which has slowly become one of our listeners' favorite segments from producer Eddie. That happened today, too. All right. Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow.
Fight. Congrats, Bobby Bones, on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on.
Win.
Love you.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, I like it.